this person, Hassan Saeed, the one he said, Ukhuwa, brother, the one the Sheikh Al-Azhar was impressed of, he has introductions for a book, it's called Kadabu ala Shia by Muhammad al-Radawi. In this book, page 135, the author said, قَبَّحَكَ اللَّهُ يَا أَبَا حَنِيفَةَ. May Allah يعني put, يعني make your face dark. يعني he prays against this. He cursed Abu Bakr and Umar, page 49. And he said, cursing them and freeing ourselves from Abu Bakr and Umar, one of the fundamental belief of our belief. And this man wrote introductions, and he recommended this book, and he said, this book represents us. And Sheikh Al-Azhar praising this man. And he said, we meet in the same road. And in this book, he talked very bad about the Sahaba, about the Imams, about the Muslims leader. And this man who wrote the introduction for this book, he never mentioned single point or single word against this statement. Why he didn't show Sheikh Al-Azhar this? He doesn't. When comes Sheikh Al-Azhar, we are all together, we're looking for the unity, we want to fight the enemy. But when they have other things in there, in the back or hidden, go ahead. Really give the Shia opportunity to justify so many of their actions, or also to give an answer for so many questions been raised by Al-Sunnah through centuries about a lot of these narrations. And these narrations been narrated about the Imams themselves, that some of them, he pronounced that he loves Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. Ali himself, he never fought Abu Bakr and Umar. He never stand against Uthman. He was related to them. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married, Uthman was married to what? Two of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daughters. يعني all these, Ali was married to the daughters of Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr. يعني all these examples, what the answer? They said he did that tuqiyah. He said that just to whatever inside is not what he, what is not what appear in his actions. So this is very good way to get out of all problems. And anything doesn't go with their madhab, they said he did it for tuqya. And this, therefore, it became one of their principles, or one of their most important issues. The fourth principle, al-raj'a, the return. And they mean by the return of the Mahdi. The return of al-Mahdi. And al-Mahdi is something. The Mahdi is Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Askari, the 12th Imam. Brothers and sisters, we believe in al-Mahdi. But we don't believe in this Mahdi, Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Askari. This Mahdi, this is something, doesn't have any base of truth. It's imaginations, khayal, khurafa. But the Mahdi we believe is someone, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about it. He will come in the end of the days. There is authentic hadith in this matter. But their Mahdi is different. Our religion not based on Mahdi. Nothing our religion based on the appearance of al-Mahdi. But Shia, all the religion based on the appearance of al-Mahdi.
Please proceed to next CD.